One meeting once a month. Okay, now, either we get into a Bible study now or later, a real heavy Bible study. On what? On a certain subject. You're kidding. Hey, here's a heavy Bible study. Here's a really heavy thing. Maybe we should wait for Saturday night.
Yeah.
A really heavy. And that is the subject of you, each one of you. Who are you and what are you? What is your spirit? What is your heart? What's your mind?
Wow.
What's your soul?
How about just one of them?
What is, in other words, what is spiritual vision? What is it? And how are you supposed to have it? Yes, you are supposed to have it. The gift of the perception of spirits is one thing, but there is, now, you can use this word mockingly, spiritual awareness. Nevertheless, there is such a thing, and you ought to have it. You ought to be spiritually aware. You ought to see yourself as spiritual beings in the new creation and recognize what's happening spiritually as this. Picture yourself as a magnetic field walking around, a very, very, very strong magnetic field walking around among many weak magnetic fields. You don't know what that means. It's just very, very heavy, strange things happen. Now, you're not aware that you're spirit. Your body, well, all right, there's one part of you. You know what that is. That's pretty easy. But beyond that, your mind, your heart, your spirit, your soul, and then the cute one, the one that leads into it, that's easy for all of you to work with. The way you lead into it, the door into the whole subject, the one that you can grab a hold of. Those things are so hazy to you, aren't they?
Yeah. These things
are hazy, right?
Amen.
And you're sort of scared even to get into it a little. But the one that leads into it, what's the word, Patty? The one that... There's another one that is a big hunk of you. Your personality. What is your personality? What is it? What is it? And how does it all add up? And what is the relationship with all these six parts?
Oh, as good.
And how do you relate to Jesus? You have a mind. You have a heart. You have a body. You have a spirit. You don't know that. I mean, you're not really aware of it the way you should be. You have a soul. And you have a personality.
What is your personality?
Now, here's a preview. All right, here's a preview. From where you are right now. So you think about this. Who's that?
Somebody.
Good. Did they call?
Well, they did.
Hey, you know what? Did you get born again?
Yeah.
Okay, now you all know that it's correct doctrine, and you know that there's truth that ain't got a runner, kid. You all know that it's right. You got born again, therefore you became spiritual beings. Now that rings a bell, goes click somewhere. You were born of the Spirit. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's true, more or less. You know, you're sort of like, I guess I became a spiritual new creation.
Yeah. Hanging out there.
I guess I did. The very fact you have to go like this to look at it. We really should go into this, really, heavy. All right. You know that you became a spiritual person. Before you were dead, then you came to life. You had no spiritual vision then, now you do. That much you know, and you know it. You know, you haven't thought about it as such for years, but there it is, you know it. Well now, thinking about that now, there's something that must be puzzling all of you. Okay, you became a spiritual, we'll just talk about your spirit, and your body, and your personality. We'll talk about those three things. Spirit, your personality, your body. Now, before you were saved, you had a body, obviously. You had a personality. Now, humanly speaking, what's your personality? You speaking. This is just leading into it. This is very simple. You're going to follow along. No, that's a very, very sloppy thing to say.
That's the way you ask.
That's a little closer, but that's still not really it at all.
You're attitude towards other people.
No.
Your attitude's based on reactions to past experiences.
No.
Can you do personality?
No, humanly speaking. For instance, we'll take any human being. You before you were saved, even just to make it straighter and clearer, you before you were saved or anyone else. Just to make it very simple. It's a human matter. Remember, if I've told you earthly things and you won't believe, how you believe it tell you heavenly things? So Jesus said. Now let's make some human sense. Are you got a personality? What is a personality? What is your personality?
It's the thing that makes you you.
That's true. An orange is colored orange. That's true.
The way you think?
No. That's another aspect, a more important aspect, but nobody started to hit the nail on the head.
No,
most definitely not.
The way you judge things from your own viewpoint.
No, it's typical pattern. No, you're answering like a psychologist. Well, you're asking me here. No.
The way you judge things from your own viewpoint.
The way what?
You judge things from your own viewpoint, you know. Me, in my opinion.
No, you brought in an interesting aspect that has to do with the real answer. Yeah. Should I tell you? Let's not get too far off. Your personality is the way other people see you. The way you, now listen to this, your personality is the vehicle, are you ready? Your personality is the vehicle by which you reflect your spirit.
Yeah.
By which you reflect your spirit. You got it?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have it all. You can just see that. But there's a serious error in what I just said. And in explaining the error, it goes much deeper.
Yeah.
Is it the manifestation of your
spirit? It doesn't truly reflect your spirit.
And why not?
Because in your personality is human nature, and that causes you to set up defenses and masks so that you present yourself in a different way than you really are.
That's the problem. That's the serious error in what I said. Now, I should have said, ideally, and then it would have been true, ideally, your personality reflects your spirit. Now, guess what? This is still 2 steps away from the heavy. But guess what? Now, follow along. You're taping this. Guess what? When you were little kiddies, your personality and your spirit were perfect. They were perfectly matched. There was no deceit.
Wow.
As you get older, deceit comes in. You learn to play the game, and your personality becomes your act. And that's all it is. It isn't you at all anymore.
Right.
Oh, wow.
This is just human. All this is just human. All right. Okay, now, the heavy is this one. This here is the heavy that you should chew over for a while as the background to this whole subject. When you were born again, you had a personality all worked out. There was funny friend. There was serious Timmy. There was the head tripper Rob. And there was strange Patty, and etc. And there was ridiculous Stuart and so forth. Yeah, that's your personality all worked out, right? You had a personality. And there was a way whereby people knew you. Your personality, the thing that came across. Don't interrupt, it's nonsense. It's important, go ahead.
I was just going to try and say what you just said. But your personality and spirit after you say.
What about it?
After you say, it's like coming back together again.
It goes farther apart.
In fact, it's the other way around. Now be quiet. Now, when you got saved, you had your personality all worked out, and of course you had your spirit. You had your human spirit. Now think. You're taping it, but still, there's no reason for you to listen now. You had a human spirit, and you also had a personality. Forget the rest. You had those two things when you got saved. Now, when you got saved, your personality and your body three things we're talking about: spirit, personality, and body. Your personality and your body, humanly speaking, they were of this world and they didn't change. It was your spirit that was recreated. Your spirit was reborn. You were born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And your spirit was recreated and made perfect.
Oh, wow.
The thing is, now listen, your body didn't change a bit, and neither did your personality. So from that moment on, and here's where the frustration enters in for a lot of you, which you've been thinking about, maybe you've never looked at it this way. Your personality kept right on going, reflecting what?
Your old spirit.
Your old spirit, because it was in the habit of doing that, and your personality kept on reflecting, imperfectly reflecting, the spirit that was there before.